In today's big picture, we are going to show you first some of the very latest developments in military equipment. Equipment which is part of your Army's plan to remain strong and ready. You are going to see planes that fly without pilots, machines that can see in the dark, and many of the other miracles which are being performed at the Army Electronic Proving Grounds in Huachuca, Arizona.
In the heart of the great Southwest lies Fort Huachuca, one of the most modern of all the Army's installations. Here in this desolate country, surrounded by empty desert and mountains, the Army has found an ideal proving grounds for newly developed electronic equipment. Today, more than 8,000 military and civilian personnel are working together, testing and improving modern miracles of military science. Because the Army must be prepared to defend against push-button warfare, every effort is being made to keep abreast of the very latest scientific advances. We have come a long way from the wigwag flags used by the Army in Indian warfare to this tiny transistor. Powerful miniature devices like this have paved the way for new, compact, lightweight electronic equipment. There she goes, the new pilotless plane, the drone. Here's a closer look at this amazing reconnaissance robot recently tested at Fort Huachuca. Called the drone, it is designed to carry photographic equipment or a TV camera. Only 15 feet long, the radio-controlled drone reaches a speed of 220 miles an hour within seconds of takeoff. While a drone takes all the risks, its pilot remains safely behind in a mobile control van. Not only does the drone save lives, but it is inexpensive, easy to transport and set up, and capable of flying in any weather. Military observer teams watch as an RP-71 drone conducts a simulated photo reconnaissance mission, and this is what the drone sees. A clear picture like this would quickly reveal any enemy vehicles or troops. From the top of the control van, an optical tracking device follows the flight of the drone. At the same time, radar is also used, thus enabling the drone's operator to know and chart its location at all times. Its mission completed, the pilotless plane turns for home. When the drone has returned to its launching site, its engine is cut off and a parachute inside released. The photos taken by this drone were developed less than an hour after the original launching. A dramatic demonstration of military science in action at Fort Huachuca. Some photo missions require a human observer. Light aviation is the Army's answer to this problem, and every day a special test mission is flown. These daily flights begin when the aerial photo interpretation officer first receives a request for reconnaissance. For these tests, a special camera is used. Effective anywhere from 500 to 10,000 feet, it records what it sees on a 9-inch by 9-inch negative. Meanwhile, the pilot and his photographer are briefed on their objective. They are shown what areas must be covered and given the correct altitude at which to fly. Should this be a night flight, the L-19 light plane would be equipped with infrared photographic material. Since the Army must be ready for a fluid type of combat, light aviation is playing an ever-increasing role in the military's plan. On simulated missions of this sort, great emphasis is placed on speed. It is vital that there be no delay, that these flights be accomplished quickly and accurately. young pilots are very skillful, for the name Huachuca means windy mountain, and the up and down drafts found in the area make this tricky flying indeed. Its mission completed, the L-19 returns to the Fort Huachuca landing strip. Only 18 minutes have passed from the first request for aerial reconnaissance to the return of the photo team. To save a few precious seconds, the plane makes a power landing and taxis swiftly to its tie-down space. A waiting crewman quickly removes the 30-pound camera from its mounting. When the Army is satisfied that this system of frontline photography is perfected, major combat units will be equipped with teams like this. The film is rushed to a mobile laboratory, which is only a few yards from the airfield. In this portable darkroom, the prints are quickly developed. The finished photographs, still wet from the developer, are then hurried to the tent of the aerial photo interpreter, where they will be closely studied and analyzed. In this particular mission, only 32 minutes elapsed from the original phone call asking for aerial reconnaissance to the delivery of the finished prints. These daily flights enable the Army to study its system under all conditions and also to train the men of the photo teams. In the signal communications department, other experiments are being made. Remember the old walkie-talkie of World War II? Well, this is the way it has shrunk in less than 12 years. Smaller, lighter, and easier to operate, this miniature radio has the same capabilities as its larger and bulkier ancestor. Barely larger than a pack of cigarettes, it is being adapted to a variety of uses in the field. One small radio has already been built into an infantryman's helmet. More and more of these tiny radios are being used by the infantry. Lives will be saved through better communications when this radio helmet is perfected. Under battle conditions, it will be possible for a forward observer to communicate directly with a squad leader in the rear to inform him of the combat situation ahead. Other members of the squad can listen with their helmet radios and also be completely informed. When the observer reports that an advance is safe, the squad leader orders his men forward. The radio helmet, one more way of safeguarding American lives. Part of an ever-improving Army. Bad weather is a major problem to the military. The Fort Huachuca Aviation Department is now experimenting with a new method of all-weather flight control. Here, a miracle is truly being wrought. The ATCAN, a system of seeing in the dark. For with this new radar guidance device, aircraft will be able to fly under almost any weather conditions. ATCAN consists of rows of radar beacons placed below designated air channels. A pilot receiving radar signals from the beacons can find his way safely above them even in poor visibility. For many months, Fort Huachuca pilots have been conducting test flights with ATCAN under the supervision of aviation specialists. Each day, a flight is made from the local airfield to a forward landing strip on the other side of the mountains. Although these trips have become routine, they are not without an element of danger. To complete the illusion of a combat mission, the planes are loaded with supplies for the forward field. It is a 40-mile flight over jagged mountains to the dirt runway at the Kinzie landing strip. This specially equipped L-20 Beaver is a rugged, heavy-duty plane which carries far more technical apparatus than its civilian counterparts. Thank you. Nearby is a portable air traffic control van, which exercises the same control over military aircraft as does a civilian airport tower over commercial planes. Mountains coming up. Atkan, which has a number of uses, is employed in good weather as well as bad, but it is primarily a foul weather aid. One sign of poor conditions ahead is when a plane starts to bounce while still in the clear. Should the weather change, and in this part of the country, sudden and drastic changes are often found, the control van, which acts as a sort of aerial traffic cop, will alert the pilots to what they may expect ahead and help them plot their best course. It is when a plane lurches into heavy going and the visibility diminishes to close to zero that the pilots rely most on the radar beacons below them. Meanwhile, the air traffic van keeps in touch with the plane until it has cleared the mountains and left the bad weather behind. The L-20 Beaver then lands safely at the Kinzie Field airstrip. The Atkan guidance system is still being tested thanks to the devotion and courage of the men who fly these daily missions, the U.S. Army pilots. One more aspect of Fort Huachuca, where 8,000 men and women are working to find new ways of protecting America.
Yes, today's Army scientists are keeping the American fighting man equipped with the very latest developments of our defense programs.